This picture of Pedro Antigua is frankly absurd. For one thing, it goes back to Gibbon, of course, to claim that polytheism is by nature more tolerant, Christianity is more welcoming. Now, if anyone who's really familiar with the time, you know that this is a rather silly notion. It was more tolerant of a cult of a particular god, and now it's more perfectly tolerant of another cult, as long as they both belong to the same continuum of worship. It's one of the fickle things which are really important. Even then, there are all sorts of disagreements, but of violence. If you want a good example of enjoying this, if you can sense that, so Hormesis, for example, worship as a cultural artist as opposed to worship as an Isis. The difference in the world. But also, and there was really violence. But also, it really looks like a form of sort of resigned suffering that's part of the aesthetic and moral and spiritual basis of solution offered by the Antiquity is probably stoicism. That's the most moral, that's the most serene, that's the most wise of those two. To which the most philosophical, ecstatic response is Platonism.
But to be honest, they were being called to be non-theistic. If we formulate it as, can an atheist be good? Of course. Because, as I see it, the very fact that human beings all around the world show a common core of morality is evidence for the truth of the biblical claim that we are moral beings made in the image of God. So what I would want to say is this: of course we can be good without God in the sense of our personal behavior. But I'm not sure whether we can find foundations for the concept of being good without God.
Thank you. the difference between the past, the present, and the future. A real, objective difference is temporal becoming real. Do things actually come into being and pass out of being as time goes on? Or is rather time sort of like a spatial dimension, like a yardstick, and the events in time are like the inches on the yardstick, and they're all equally real. They're all there, so that the events in 2050 are just as real as the events in 2000. Those are just as real as the events in 1950. And what is present is just a matter of your location on the yardstick, so to speak. For the people at the year 2000, the events in 2050 are future, and the events in 1950 are past. But for the person in 2050, those events are present, and the events in 2000 are past. That's a fundamental question in the philosophy of time, whether time is dynamic or what is sometimes called tense, or whether time is static or tenseless, and that will impact how you understand God's relationship to time.